This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of State of the Union here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Okay? I mean, really, that's simple. Just become part of the solution. It'll make your life so much easier. I promise. You know, and again, sign up for the email blast. We do them once a week. I don't like get crazy with them. I don't like make them, I'm going to make myself crazy because I'm going to figure out what to put in them. So once a week, more than enough, I promise. I guarantee. But go up, sign up for them. If you're not in the email, then how about a text alert? Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. Oh, by the way, listen, some of you have not taken advantage of the discount you get. If you go over to MyPillow.com, no matter what you buy there, right, use the promo code Joe. Can I make it any easier? Just use the promo code Joe. I did not understand how many products, how many items that MyPillow has. They're not just a pillow. And there's different forms of the pillow. There's sheets, there's blankets, there's men's slippers. I'm going to take advantage of those things, believe me. But there's a lot of good things up there. And again, here's a guy. Remember what we've been saying on the show. Why would you go down to, unless you need a pillow right this second, why would you go down to, I was going to say Kmart, shows you how old I am, but Target or any one of those places who don't share your values, who are probably giving money to places like Planned Parenthood and what have you, why would you share your money with them? Right? Buy from Mike Lindell. You know where his money's going. I told you the other night, if it wasn't for him, Unplanned would have never made it onto the big screens. You see the support he gives for the Christian community, for the conservative community. So shop on the website. That's real simple. MyPillow.com. When you go to check out, use the promo code Joe. And we'll get some credit for that. If you're one of those people that doesn't like to use the interweb and you don't like to give your information out that way, then simply call 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. And order that way if it makes you happy. You'll probably get a nice, pleasant person you can talk to. And, again, it helps us out. It helps you out. Helps Mike out. Helps push and serve the conservative cause. All right. Schumer's begging again. Now, these people don't realize the damage. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. They know exactly the damage they do. They don't care. So Schumer now is begging JetBlue not to send New York City jobs to Florida. Gee, I wonder why. Why would he have to do that? If New York City was such a great place to run your business to be, why would you take it anywhere else? Apparently, Schumer picked up the phone and personally pleaded with JetBlue's boss not to shrink the budget of the airline's Big Apple workforce. Right? And move the shipping jobs to Florida. I mean, really, you pound on these places. Right? Think about it. You're pounding on these places. You're hitting them with all kinds of taxes and levies. And you wonder why they leave. Now, Schumer said that he wanted to remind Hayes that JetBlue's roots and its future are here in New York. Really? Explain how that works. Schumer pointed out to the billions of dollars in federal aid that the airlines is about ready to receive during the coronavirus. Right, so he's taking credit for that. Look, it was the Democrats who did that for you. Not that Republican governor of Florida. Why would you do that? Why would you go there? With the critical pandemic relief dollars we just delivered on, to help save airlines like JetBlue and, let me tell you what. Not that I want you to give more money. That was a pittance. For them, it's a real pittance. The thousands and thousands of New Yorkers they're already employed. The airline should actually clear the runway to grow here, not leave. So was that the deal, Chucky? I mean, you helped them get the money, but only if they would stay in New York? Really? Bottom line, Chucky said, I'm confident that JetBlue will remain in New York for a long time to come. Really? You better hope so. You see the arrogance here, though? They can raise the taxes. They can put more restrictions in place. Right? I mean, think about all the things that they do. And you're just supposed to sit there and swallow and get over it. Come on, think about that. That's the elitism that we talk about on a regular basis. They believe that they know so much. They believe that they got the answer for everything. So if you question them, now that's bad. Apparently that's a bad thing. You know, and the proof, the biggest proof, just look what John Kerry just did. He got on an airline, American Airlines, for a trip, didn't wear a mask for the whole flight. He was reading a book, he wasn't eating, he wasn't drinking. Now, we're told that we're supposed to wear masks everywhere. I guess they don't have to. Now, American Airlines has indicated that they will ensure that Kerry does not violate its rules again. Sure. Kerry insisted that the violation was nothing more than a momentary lapse in his usual wearing of a mask. But, you know, you just heard Scott say that when he was on the plane, he was sleeping. They woke him up to put it back on. Is American Airlines saying that they're not observant enough to make that happen, to keep you safe? Is that what they're saying? I'm asking. I don't know. All right, let's see if I can pull this off real quick. I talk about those misleading stories and stuff. So, on Facebook, a couple of people had posted the gasoline dollar amounts and how they've already gone up. And somebody's trying to say that under Obama, they were a lot less. Under Trump, they were more. And under Joe, they just keep growing. No. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I'll hit that later on. Don't worry about it. I won't leave you hanging. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I've been on this mantra with you, don't just spew what you see coming by you on Twitter or on a website or what have you. You know, do a little digging. Make sure that you have the real information before you start posting it all over the place. Because it doesn't do anybody any good. When you start posting misinformation, some of you don't do it on purpose. It happens because you trust a certain site, you trust a certain group or whatever, and you come to find out that, maybe you shouldn't have. So, you know, my mantra is just get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. And I always do. I mean it sincerely. I always do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages during the show. All right. So tonight, you know, we've been talking about what's going on in education, especially here in California. It is, you know, we've got over 1,000 school districts here in California, and every school district works a little bit differently. You know, it comes from different areas and what have you, different areas of the city or the suburbs or whatever. And you always hear about the, you know, teachers this, teachers that. And for anybody who's been listening to me for any amount of time, I always talk about how, yeah, are there bad teachers? Sure there are. Are there good teachers? A lot more of them. There's a lot more teachers that care about our kids. And they want to get back to school as well. Now, one teacher in particular at Los Angeles, Len Laird, is with me here tonight. And he's not an anti-union guy, okay? But what he wants to do is he wants to get the kids back in school. He wants to get back to teaching. The teachers' union recently decided that they wanted to fund the police department. They don't want as many police. Let me ask him, because I don't know if they don't want as many police on campus or they don't want any. First, Glenn, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time tonight.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
So what I want to say to you is, let's just talk in generalities. I mean, so how long have you been teaching?
Let's see. I got my first paycheck from the school district in 1976 as a summer intern. Then in 1978, I was a teacher's aide for a couple of years. And then in around, I think it was 1982, 1983, right around there, I got my regular teaching credential and started in as a secondary school teacher. And I've been doing that continuously since, let's just say, January 1983 until currently.
Wow. Okay. So you've been around a little while. We'll put it that way. How's that? So, and it's your passion, obviously.
I have enjoyed the ride.
Okay.
It's been a lot. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, I've got the regular, normal school thing, you know, and then I keep my lab open at lunch. And then we call it the lunch bunch. And so a lot of kids will come in and hang out and do their homework because I have a fully equipped computer lab. I've got about 10 different kinds of printers, a lot of resources. I've got laminators, everything. So it's kind of like a Kinko's coffee shop. And the kids can come in, have their lunch, and do their homework, and then print stuff out. And it's a really cool, welcoming, neat environment that I get to work in.
Now, I told you a couple of years back, I told you that I was a trustee on the school board, and a couple of years back, there was a movement to try to keep the sheriffs out of the schools. They no longer want the sheriffs on school grounds because we have sheriffs, you guys down there have a police department, and they felt like the kids weren't comfortable with the sheriffs being on campus. I don't know what it's like with you, you can talk about it in a minute. I don't get that feeling from our kids. When I talk to our kids, the sheriffs that we have, we call them resource officers, they're not just cops that are on campus. They show up, they know the kids, they get to know the kids, they find out what's going on in their communities, and they try to help these kids out. They try to get the kids the help they need in the instances where they need help. They're not just there to hassle them or give them a hard time. The teachers union, apparently, in Los Angeles, wants to either, and I don't know if I got this right, you can correct me, they either want to defund or get rid of the police department altogether on these campuses. I still haven't figured out why. Can you help enlighten me?
Okay, first off, they don't want any site-based officers. So no school could have an officer that is assigned into that campus who is visible, present on that campus every day. They do not want that. They wanted to disband the entire school police department, but they kind of reached a compromise where the school-based officers would be taken out of that environment, and then they would lay off probably, I don't know the exact numbers, but something like 75 officers and would just lose their job, you know, and be gone. And then the money from those 75 or thereabouts officers, you know, don't hold me to those exact numbers, that money would then go into certain targeted communities where they felt that money would be better spent on social justice programs.
Wow. And how do you feel about the officers on campus? Are they an oppressive group, or do kids feel real comfortable with them there?
I mean, what I've seen has been primarily an adult-driven agenda. I've been at one school for, you know, over 25 years, so I can only speak to the experiences at my current school or schools that I've previously worked at. But I've generally seen a positive, friendly, good relationship between the officer and the kids, and it's been a positive thing, and so the young people have a positive role model in law enforcement, and they're not out to just give out parking tickets and hassle people and You know, they're not running around with a ticket book trying to give everybody a ticket for everything. They're there for the big safety issues and, you know, the run-of-the-mill activities, you know, like checking for a hall pass that goes to the campus aid, and that's not a school police function.
Yeah, I find it amazing some of the stories that I've heard in the past and my personal experience in visiting some of the school sites where I'm at. The resource, as I said, we call them resource officers. They're not feared, and they're actually welcome there. The kids love having them around, and I don't know if it makes them feel safer. They just love the fact that, you know, they've got a relationship with these people. And to your point, you get to learn at a young age. They're not out there just to write you parking tickets to arrest you and pound your whatever it is. I mean, that's not their only goal and job in life. And I'm quite excited to see that you're seeing that too on your particular campus, especially. It's kind of nice to see the kids are getting that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's an officer that has been at my school for a number of years, and he's out at the gate and at the entrance to school, right at the turnaround where the parents drop off their kids. And he's there greeting the kids in the morning, saying hi to them, smiling at them, and cheerful and everything. And when I'm walking in past the officer, I've always gotten the vibe that it's a very positive, friendly interaction that he has with the young people.
Yeah. So when we come back from the break now, I want to get into the lawsuit and why you even brought the lawsuit. Again, most of the time, in my experience, when the union management decides to go down a certain road, most people just go down that road with them for whatever reason. I'm not gonna guess. I want to find out why you're breaking away from the pack, so to speak, and say, no, I don't like this. I've had enough of this. This can't go on. Joe Massini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The crisis on the border has become a humanitarian disaster, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Anytime we're dealing with the massive amount of influx of people coming across the border, that would be a humanitarian crisis and a big challenge. Now knowing the magnitude of the spread of COVID in these areas, this is occurring during the course of a pandemic and is endangering lives as we speak.
The governor speaking to Fox News. He also reported that 10% of migrants being held at a facility in Midland, Texas, have tested positive for COVID-19. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to have come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all of those allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, one of my passions, one of the things I talk about on a regular basis is education. Education for our kids, and, you know, there are all forms. Kids learn all kinds of different ways. And again, this has been a real different world for these students in the last year. You know, students, teachers, parents, everybody's getting getting used to a different way of doing things. But this was, in a lot of cases, a lot of these kids, this was their world. This is their social life. Some of them, it was the only place they got to have food. Some of them, you know, it was the only place where they got some peace. And like I've said to you guys a million times, it's not just the friends. These kids have relationships with teachers. Are their only, you know, a semblance of, or their only sane connection in the world that they live in. So when you yank all this away from them in a relatively short period of time, there's a lot that needs to be done. But I've got to give a lot of credit to Glenn Laird with me. And Glenn, thanks for joining me. I very much appreciate your time. You're a Los Angeles high school, unified school teacher. And you have taken on the monumental task, I believe, of suing the union because they don't want the police on campus anymore, correct?
I've been a teacher for 39 years. I've been a UCLA union member throughout that entire time. I've stood on the sidewalk in the rain, picketing. I've done all that. And as long as the union was representing me as an employee on wages, hours, working conditions, and representation between me and management, that's what I was supporting the union for. So what happened is that I basically, when the union decided it was going to go on to a heavily politicized agenda, and part of that agenda was the partial or complete defunding of the school police, I was really concerned about that, because during the long time that I've been a teacher, I've seen the results of violence. I've seen, you know, stabbings. I've seen chokings. I've seen beatings. I've seen muggings. I've seen even a young man, I didn't actually watch, see the young man being shot, but the man was probably about 100 yards from me, and he was chased through the campus and shot in the back with a handgun. So violence happened. And when that violence happened, the school police were the ones who came and did CPR on that young man. Unfortunately, it was to no avail, and he passed. And the other officer went to chase the suspect, who then left the campus. I've seen the good that school police do to keep the safety of my campus, and I've really appreciative of that. I know that there needs to be a police presence, because no matter how much counseling you do, there's going to be times when bad things happen and when bad things happen. It's like a fire extinguisher. You know, you never want to use it, but you want it there when you need it. And that's one of my big pushes that I've been looking for.
You know, I think it's interesting, though. It's, you know, you've heard this. I'm not going to ask you one way or the other, but it's, you know, you heard about teachers carrying guns across the country, and that's not their job. Their job is not to protect the kids. And I think of that when we come up on issues like this. I say, look, their job is not to protect the kids. They don't have police skills. They don't, you know, there's a lot of things they can't do and shouldn't be doing for that matter. So why not have the police on campus? Why not have them there? They're not just protecting the kids. You know that. They're protecting the teachers, the kids, the staff. What is the teachers' union's beef, if you would, with the police?
There is a smaller group that has a lot of voice within the union that is on a highly politicized agenda. A couple of years ago when the Janus decision was coming out, they brought around these cards for us to sign about our recommitment to the union and that we wouldn't be able to leave except for a two-week period of the year. When I got that card, I crossed out that line. I didn't want to be bound by that because I could see the handwriting on the wall that at some point I might need to sever my relationship with the union. And then, lo and behold, you know, the defund the police came along, and I went ahead and said, no, I want to be out. And I tried three times to get out, and it took a third try over 8 months before they finally honored my request to leave the union after they kept, you know, my money. My money was being used to support an anti-police agenda for politics.
Let's get something clear there. You're not an anti-union guy, obviously.
Oh, no, no.
Right.
So, no, I've been a pro-union guy. I mean, I was a partial co-chair with the chapter for a couple of years. You know, I believe in the premise of what unions are all about. But when they changed the focus and went to being on this a very strong agenda that I felt was going to be dangerous for me and for my students, I knew it was time to make that break. So I started looking around, and when they wouldn't let me out, I started looking, and I found the Freedom Foundation, and then they graciously agreed to help support me in this lawsuit so I could go ahead and have a voice about having a counter view different than what the union was putting out. I wanted the people to know that teachers don't all think the same thing, and not all teachers think that there should be defunding of the police. There's a number of us who think that police have a role on campus.
I learned that after I became a trustee for a few years, you know, and again, because you go in, you see the news, and you've got an idea of what it's all about. But yes, teachers are just as diverse as any other group, and they do have their own ways they want to deal with things or how they see things. And but the same thread all the way through in some areas are, you know, are you concerned at all by taking this step with the union? Not that your job is in danger, but you may not be treated the same way.
Oh, I've seen other teachers that have not followed the union path and have been ostracized and treated very poorly throughout my career. I know that that's a risk that I run, but I felt that the safety of myself and the safety of the kids, and, you know, there's a Columbine kind of a worst-case scenario. There's many instances when they've had active shooters, and the only thing that stops the active shooter is that first officer that comes on scene and confronts that shooter. Now, with LAPD being defunded, there's a whole lot less LAPD out there on the streets. Right. And with the LAPD police being gone, when the stuff hits the fan, who's going to come and clean the fan? You know, you use that analogy, but who's going to be there if the police aren't there? Yeah. We don't have the expertise, the skills, the tools to deal with somebody who's bent on doing violence.
No, and frankly, you shouldn't. I mean, this is my own personal opinion. You've got a job to do, and the job, and I know that teachers would protect their kids. There's a lot of teachers that would protect their kids in any way that they could. And it was one of the, you know, questions I had again was, you know, you get some pressure from some of your colleagues and others, but you're willing to stand up to it because you see it as the right thing to do. And I'm glad to hear that because my audience is more conservative. We don't always hear those kind of stories. We more hear how, you know, teachers just fall in line and do what they're going to do. But you actually stepped up and said, look, you're not getting my dues and until you fix this. I would imagine if they backed down off of this, you would rejoin, is my assumption.
If there was a change in the union, call it platform, and the focus was purely on wages, hours, working conditions, and representation of the employees against, or, you know, counter to management. If they took on the traditional role of union of just being there to represent the employee as an employee without the whole other political narrative, I would go ahead and rejoin in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I really truly wish, Glenn, I don't know you that well, but I've heard some of the things that you do. I really wish there were more teachers like you. Now, the majority of teachers, I do believe that they care about the kids. I do believe they want to do the right thing for the kids. I wish more of them would push back against the union when they step out of those, for lack of a better term, when they step out of their lane. And just stick with what you were talking about. So I wish you luck in your suit, and I mean that sincerely. If somebody wants to help you, if they want to get involved, is there a way they can help you out?
The only way I was able to go forward and do this and have this voice was through the Freedom Foundation. So they're the ones that have supported me, and when I approached them, they were a willing ear, and they said, yeah, we can go ahead and help you. And so without them, I would not have the financial resources to go ahead and make this statement, because obviously this is not about, you know, me getting a big financial judgment. This is about me making a point about freedom of speech, and being a member or not being a member is part of free speech. And you don't have to have your money going towards supporting a viewpoint that is antithetical to your core moral values.
Well, Glenn, you really, seriously, it was refreshing to hear you speak tonight. I hope you prevail at this, because I can sense that you've got the best heart for the kids and for your colleagues and what have you. So good luck to you, and I mean that sincerely.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. You have a great rest of the day.
All right. Great.
Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, and I always appreciate that. Now, you know, some of you, you know, you just, when you hear the word union, you crunch up and all that. I get it. I really do get it. But, you know, here's a teacher, a union guy, obviously, has respect for the union, but he's not willing to let them step outside their lane. And he's willing to push back. We need more teachers like that. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, for rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it.
Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
God, you'd think I figured this out by now. We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution here. Right? Get the information. Be part of the solution. So I just wanted to clarify a couple of things for you guys. And again, one is that there's great teachers out there. I know some of you already know this, but I want you to hear from my mouth. We've got thousands of employees in my district, and we've got hundreds of teachers. And they're good people. The majority of them are good people. The issue I have is the same issue that I have sometimes with the police departments. When you have bad people, when you have bad people in the job, at the job, or what have you, we shouldn't be afraid to call that out. You shouldn't be afraid to call that out. You shouldn't be in fear of your job or anything else for that matter for calling out a bad employee. With the cops, the bottom line with this, I mean, these people can kill someone. Now, again, so we're clear. I'm not saying that's what they're doing and that's what they want to do. But if there's a bad cop there, the good cops need to speak up. It's the same thing with teachers. This is, as they always like to tell us, this is our most precious commodity, our children. Our most precious gifts. The teachers need to speak up, too, when it's a bad teacher. Really that easy. And I believe that some of them do. But it's really, really, really hard
especially in Los Angeles, to get rid of a bad teacher. And it shouldn't be. It should be fairly easy. These are our kids. They always talk about these are our kids. These kids are precious. This is the thing we ought to be doing. Okay, well, if you really feel that, prove it. Do something to prove it. All right, Governor DeSantis, I know this is like yesterday's story, but it's still important. Governor DeSantis is he's banning the wacko critical race theory. And he believes that children, real simple, shouldn't be taught to hate their country. And frankly, to hate each other based on color. We've gone so far backwards. And I think, the more and more I see what's going on, I think the reason that the Dems push stuff like this, or the left pushes stuff like this, is when you think about it, is where they got a lot of their control was back in the 60s. All those downtrodden people that only the Dems stuck up for. Well, they're trying to create it again. Right? DeSantis went on in his speech to say that children across the state will not have to learn about critical race theory, which isn't worth it. It's not worth 1 cent. No taxpayer dollars should be paid for it. No taxpayer dollars should be paid for the 1619 curriculum. It's bad. It's wrong. Experts of all colors, all ethnicities say it's wrong. It's unproven. It's not right. During a Wednesday news conference, DeSantis told the public that he plans to purge critical race theory from the public schools. Now the Dems are coming out against him big time. They want to find a way to call him or pull him back, or do whatever they can do to him. According to the reports in the Daily Wire, DeSantis said that the state should be more concerned on teaching foundational principles. Amen. Rather than narratives such as critical race theory that view all history through the lens of race. Why are we doing that? There were racial issues, duh, really? But not everything was about race. So to interject it or bring it in is the wrong thing to do. We all know that. You know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My scream has been here in California, being on the school board, stop with the sex education. Nobody I know, sends their kid to school to learn how to have sex. Or learn how to have protected sex. Or unprotected sex. Or what to do in case something goes wrong. We've got a fix for that, you know. Yeah, it's old. It's getting old. It is old. Right? Think about it. You know, I use that term a lot because I want you to think. I don't want you just to, you know, one of the things I used to say all the time was, look, you should know, and not that you're required to explain it, you should know why you're a Republican. You should be able to easily explain why you're a Democrat. And not that we're not that, we're not him, we're not... No. Why? What is it about that party that draws you to it? What is it about that party that makes you want to be part of that? Why are you a Christian? Okay, I mean, I can't tell you how many people ask that question, so they don't have an answer. They have no clue. Why are you a Jew? Why are you an atheist? How about that one? Right? I mean, these, again, you're not required to fill out a form and answer those for me, but you should be able to, I won't even say defend them. You should be able to speak to them. I mean, seriously, if you're basing your life on Christianity, if you truly believe that is the right religion, the right God to serve, you should be able not only to speak to it as to why you are, but you should also be able to share it and defend it with somebody else. Not shove it down their throat. But you know what I mean. Narratives such as critical race theory that views all history through the lens of race and suggests that racism still infects almost every institution in the U.S. today. Yeah, I'm not buying it. You can't prove it. And the blacks on the far left will say the black scholars or the blacks on the right are Uncle Tom's. They've sold out in the whole nine yards. That's just all that is. What do they call it? Dog whistle. That's all that is. If you actually sat back and did your history, you did your homework, and you figured out who truly has been for the minorities all along, you'd find out it's the Republican Party. In his remarks, DeSantis said Florida Civics curriculum will incorporate foundational concepts with the best material. It'll expressly exclude unsanctioned narratives like critical race theories and unsubstantiated theories. He says, let me be clear, there is no room in our classrooms for things like critical race theory. Teaching kids to hate their country, to hate each other, not worth any of your taxpayer money. So we're going to invest in real curriculum, world-class curriculum. And we need to keep doing that. But part of this is on you, the parents. Part of this is you checking with your kids on a daily basis. What did they learn in history class? What did they learn in government class? What did they teach? Did the teacher talk about the president today? Did the teacher talk about government today? Find out what those kids are learning or hearing, if nothing else. I can't tell you how many parents I got emails from. When the kid was doing the distance learning through Zoom, they would hear something and they'd spin around and go, wait a minute, what did your teacher just say? Right? And listen, I know it's harder to do when they're not there, but when they come home, you can find out what they learned. You can ask them questions. Don't think you can't. You should be. Under his proposal, the teachers who get credentialed in teaching, they'd get a $3,000 bonus. Some $16.5 million would be devoted to training teachers and principals in civics and education. I just recently talked to my group about making it so the kids had to pass a certain exam, some kind of exam, to get the points they need in history and government. Our kids don't know history. They don't know it. And you know, and if you remember the, we used to do a lot of clips from campus reform. They don't do as many, so we don't do as many. But one of the clips that they did was they were actually asking teachers on a campus, on a high school campus, what and how they were teaching when it came to history. And most of the minority teachers abandoned the history they learned in school. They abandoned the history they were taught, in their classes to get their degree, and they're teaching it the way they want to teach it, and that's not right. And you as parents need to be tracking that. You as parents need to be making noise about that. Really that simple. Around $6.5 million will be used for developing partnerships between schools and governments. And an effort to get students interested in public service. Yeah, it's the other thing. They don't like politics, but they don't understand what politics is. When they come home and they start screaming about how much they just paid for gas, how much they just paid for their tires, how much they just paid for their sneakers, the tax on their sneakers. Just look at them in one word. Just say, you're now involved in politics. When they get their paycheck. And they say, why did the government take all this money on my paycheck? You go, hey, well, you're now involved in politics, whether you want to or not. Right? I mean, that's simple. And the other thing is, ask your kids what they learned in history class. Make sure it's taught accurately. Make sure that the history, and if you don't know it, go look it up. You know, you got the little thing in your hand, right? Go Google it. Although you got to be careful with Google, too, now. So if it really rubs you the wrong way, it doesn't sound right, then check it somewhere else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Write it down. So next week when we come up, it's right there in front of your face. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a safe rest of the day.